Hi, and welcome to Lamplighter Kids Stories. My name is Rebecca, and this is my squirrel friend, Momo.
Hello, kids!
We have an exciting story for you today. In each of our stories, we are going to learn about one virtue. A virtue is anything that is good and right and true. Virtues are like little lights that shine bright and beautiful in a story.
Can I tell them about letters from Momo?
Go ahead.
I want to send you a real letter in the mail once a month. In my letters, I will share some of my fun forest stories and talk more about virtues. Also, each letter includes an activity page. And I may talk a little bit about acorns as well.
If you'd like to get letters from Momo in the mail once a month, just ask your adult to visit lamplighterkids.com. At lamplighterkids.com, you can also find Momo and my Seeds of Character books for sale. So, are you ready? Come and listen while we light the way to your imagination.
Just sitting here in front of the best acorn muffins in the world. I made them myself, and I'm waiting to share them with Rebecca. But, oh, it just smells so yummy. And she's running a little late, so I don't know if she'd mind.
Hey, Momo! Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. Looks like you were just about to bite into a very delicious-looking muffin. Those smell amazing. Cinnamon and cloves. Did you make them yourself?
I did! Surprise! I was just going to test this one to make sure it was yummy enough for you. Even though I've already tested a few at home.
Well, that was very sweet of you to make them. I may have to take those acorns off the top to eat mine, though. You know human teeth aren't meant for eating acorns. And since you were able to make these yourself, I'm guessing this can only mean one thing. Your Acorn Powderizer 3012 is still working.
It sure is. It's been working great ever since we fixed that little crazy piece that was making it malfunction. And I'm so glad because it's the perfect time of year to bake. I've already been making all my friends so many treats. And I've made a little holiday song in honor of my Acorn Powderizer 3012. Have yourself a yummy little muffin. Let your mouth delight. From now on, my acorns will be powderized.
Oh boy, I guess we're facing another year at Lamplighter with Momo changing up these classic songs. Okay guys, I'm just going to start our story today. That'll probably distract him from these very creative lyrics. Our story today takes place in a cold and snowy land. It was that time of year again. The time of year where the tiny train station up in the Lumineer Mountains became busier than ever. Normally, Lumineer Train Station was a quiet little hub, used only by the few people traveling back and forth between the small mountain towns in the north and the big cities in the south. But when winter rolled around, this station became as busy as any big city station. Hundreds of people passed through, hoping to spend their holiday vacations up in the cute cabins and picturesque towns dotted along the Lumineer Mountains. As well as passengers, many packages started traveling back and forth as well, delivering delicious goods and exciting presents between the mountains and the cities. With all this extra baggage, Lumineer Train Station became a very loud and bustling stop for a few special weeks of the year.
Hey, Lou,
I bet we're the most important station in the whole hemisphere, said a little electric engine near platform number 4 while watching two more large trains leave the station. They were loaded to the brim with happy passengers on their way towards holiday vacations.
I'm not sure we're the most important station in the whole hemisphere, chuckled the older steam train on the track next to him. I've seen some grand stations in my day. But I admit this station is very important, being the only one that links the north and south here.
Exactly, said Chugs. Perhaps there's other, bigger stations out there, but this is the only one in the whole Luminia Mountains. I think that makes us super important. Don't you, Lou?
The old engine chuckled, steam bursting out in small puffs as he did.
Well, if that makes you happy, you can think that, little one. Although I know it doesn't take much to make you happy. Ever since you came here a few years ago, I don't know if I've ever seen you sad.
Chugs smiled. He loved his life at Luminaire Station. Running along the mountainsides, through deep forests, and along frozen lakes never got old to him. He knew that only the fastest and bravest trains were chosen to run along these sometimes dangerous mountain tracks. He felt very proud that the engines and conductors trusted him with their cargo.
And maybe this year, they'll finally choose me to take some passengers along the passes,
Chugs said. He watched as another group of people, dressed in puffy jackets and snow hats, walked onto the engine at the other end of the station. Though he'd been at Luminaire Station for a few years now, he still had never been picked to carry passengers. His two passenger cars were always empty, except sometimes when they'd load packages in there if they ran out of room in his cargo cars. He knew why they only had him run packages. His small, sleek cars were perfect for carrying packages quickly through the mountain passes, and he always delivered them on time and sometimes even early. He knew that the conductors trusted him to be fast and efficient, even through blizzards. But still, he did dream of carrying passengers. He knew how important he would feel carrying a bunch of real people through the passes. It was okay traveling through the mountains alone, but he felt like it would mean so much more if there were others to share his railroad with. He was pulled out of his daydream suddenly when the large red light on platform number 4 turned on. Over the noise of the bustling station, an announcement rang out.
All passengers leaving for Ridgeville, please begin loading on platform 4. All passengers leaving for Ridgeville, please begin loading on platform 4.
Did he just say passengers? On platform 4? That's my platform.
Chug's eyes grew wide. He looked around the busy station and noticed a handful of passengers walking towards him, suitcases rolling behind them.
Looks like your wish is coming true this year, little friend.
The old steam engine Lou smiled at him.
Congratulations. After this, you can finally call yourself a real passenger train.
Daddy! Daddy! I want to ride on this train!
Chugs looked down at his platform and saw a little boy gazing up at him with shining brown eyes.
Just look how shiny it is, and it has a perfect red and white stripe all along each car. Kind of like a candy cane.
Well, Daniel, you'll be happy to know that this just happens to be our train.
A kind-looking man put his hand on Daniel's shoulder as he took his place next to him, a whole cart full of shining, wrapped presents behind him.
Yippee!
Daniel jumped up and down and clapped his gloved hands together.
I just love train rides. I bet Mama and Sissies and Uma and Oompa will love picking us up on this train. It's the only one that looks like a holiday train in this whole station.
Daniel's dad looked around the station at the other trains.
A holiday train for our holiday, I suppose.
His dad ended the last sentence with a loud yawn and a big stretch.
I, for one, sure feel like I need a holiday. This year has been so busy with Mom and my work and you and your sister's school and activities. I can't wait to meet them up at the cabin and do nothing for a week but sit by the fire and drink hot chocolate.
And sled and build snowmen and open all the presents.
I'm glad we stayed behind for a couple days to do some super surprise Christmas shopping for them. They're going to love what we got them.
Daniel skipped over and ran his hands along the shining presents. Chugs watched as Daniel and his dad walked towards his passenger cabins and began loading their suitcases and presents inside. He felt the electricity of excitement run through his wheels. He wanted to zoom off right then and there, delivering Daniel and his dad to the rest of the family waiting for them in Ridgeville as soon as possible. But he took a deep breath and stayed right where he was. He saw that other passengers were starting to load into his cabins. He knew he had to stay put until everyone was safely inside and the doors were locked. Then he would zoom as fast as possible through the narrow mountain passes, showing everyone what a safe and speedy train he was. Soon an announcement was made that the train to Ridgeville would be leaving in 10 minutes. 9 minutes. 8 minutes. Chug's electric heart began to flutter. He could hear the excited chatter from the passengers in the back. 4 minutes. 3 minutes. He looked out beyond the entry of the train station and into the thick forest beyond. His eyes looked up through the snow-heavy branches of the trees and saw the tall mountain peaks that rose above as far as the eye could see. Thick snow from the blizzard that had just blown through still covered them, making them brilliantly white on this sunny day. Then Chugs heard the sound he had been waiting for.
All aboard!
The station master cried out next to him. He felt his door shut and heard them lock. The red light on platform 4 switched to green, and the bells beneath began to ring. That was it. That was his sign that he could begin his journey to Ridgeville. He knew that if he wanted, he could zoom out of this station super fast. But since he had passengers this time, he slowly and carefully began chugging out of the station and into the woods. The minute his last car left the station, he let out a loud and happy whistle. His heart felt so full of joy because he was actually taking real passengers on board this time, carrying these people towards holiday vacations or cozy homes. He smiled as he weaved gently through the forest, imagining all the friends and loved ones waiting to pick them up at their destination in just a few short hours. After a few minutes, Chugs turned a corner and began to go upwards on some steep tracks. In one brilliant second, the forest disappeared behind them and everyone was looking out over a steep cliff, mountain peaks rising as far as the eye could see. Chugs smiled as he heard a few people in the passenger trains gasp at the view. He wondered if Daniel and his dad had ever seen anything like this. He opened his throttle more, making sure that they made speedy time, even on these steep cliffsides. If the passengers were excited about this view, he knew that there were many more to come on the trip. An hour passed by, then two. Chugs proudly ran along shining frozen lakes, glassy rivers, and crystal white forests. He was happy that a blizzard had just blown through. Everything looked extra perfect, covered in such thick, white snow. When the third hour came around, the bright blue sky began to grow more and more gray as thick clouds rolled in. Chugs looked up at the clouds. It definitely seemed like they were about to get some snow on this trip, but that was okay. He had traveled through thick blizzards many times on these lines. Sometimes he had to slow down for safety, but it never stopped him from arriving at his destination. And now that he had passengers along for the ride, maybe they'd even enjoy a little bit of snow, It was, after all, the holidays. It'd probably make them feel even more warm and cozy in their cabins. Sure enough, as they were making their way along a long, flat valley between two mountains, the snow began to fall. Chugs took a big whiff of the cold air. He loved the tangy smell of snow. As he sniffed again, he laughed. Along with the smell of snow, he sensed another smell in the air. Hot chocolate. The passengers in back must have requested some hot chocolate to enjoy alongside the snowfall. He was happy to know that everyone in back was feeling safe and good. There was only a couple more hours until they reached Ridgeville, and Chugs was determined to thoroughly enjoy his first passenger run. As they entered a narrow canyon pass, the snow began to fall harder. He slowed down a little bit, squinting his eyes against the thick layers that were swirling all around him. He needed to start focusing extra hard on keeping everyone safe by taking these sharp turns more slowly. He hoped that the passengers in his cars weren't feeling scared at the thick snowstorm. He wished he could assure them that they would all be safe, that he was strong and brave and would get them through the storm without any problems. Just as he was thinking this, though, he noticed a huge, white wall of snow. It was covering the tracks forward. Thinking quickly, he slammed on his brakes, screeching to a complete stop. There before him was something he had never seen in all his years of travel. His tracks forward were completely covered in snow. And not just a little snow, a ginormous wall of snow, much taller than him. It took just 1 second before he realized what this was. They had taught him about this in his mountain training. There had been an avalanche here. It must have happened in the last day or two. It had come off that mountainside there and ran right over his tracks, covering them with impassable amounts of snow. Chugs began to hear shouting from his car. Many passengers' heads were sticking out of their open windows, their hands pointing at the wall of snow in front of them. Some of them sounded worried. What were they going to do now? Chugs looked all around. Where was he, anyways? It was hard to recognize anything in this weather. Then, with a jolt, he looked over and recognized a few large boulders to the left of him. He remembered exactly where he was, and in his mind, he pulled up all the maps that he had studied while chugging through these mountains in the past. If he was here on this track, that means that just over there to the right, away from the towering avalanche wall, was an open valley that twisted around to the other side of the mountain, where the other half of his track lay. He began to wonder, maybe, just maybe. As he was thinking, he heard one voice from the back rise loud and clear above the others, Daniel's voice.
"What do we do, Daddy? We'll never get to our cabin now, and Mama is going to be so worried about us."
Chugs felt his engines heat up. He squinted his eyes with determination. He couldn't just sit here until someone came to rescue him. That could take hours, maybe a whole day in this storm. And he wasn't even sure it was safe to stay here, with the cliffsides loading up with more snow every minute. He had to get these passengers to their destination, to safety, as soon as possible. He looked to the right again. He couldn't see through the thick snow, but he knew that if he just followed his map memory, he could do it. He could travel through the valley to the other side of the mountain. From there, he'd just need to find the tracks again and then finish their journey towards Ridgeville. The only problem, he'd have to travel without tracks under his wheels. He wondered if this had ever been done before, but there was no use in worrying about it. It was the only way he could see to get his passengers out of harm's way. Chugs let out a whistle of determination, then began to slowly back up. He heard the passengers shouting in excitement, wondering what was happening. He hoped that they trusted him because they were about to get a big surprise. He stopped backing up and took a deep breath. Then he started going forward, faster and faster. A few paces before slamming into the wall of snow, he pushed his wheels off the tracks as hard as possible, closing his eyes tight with the effort. Then he felt it. His wheels left the track. For a moment, he was flying, up through the air and off the tracks. He had never felt anything like this. After a couple seconds, with a loud thud, he landed in the snowy bank next to the tracks. Everything was silent. He opened his eyes slowly and looked down. His wheels were softly nestled in thick snow. He looked over and saw the tracks, the only path he had ever known, sitting there empty. He heard the people in back beginning to talk again. They sounded nervous but excited.
"We're not on the tracks anymore!"
Daniel's voice echoed around the canyon walls.
"And we were flying! This is awesome!"
Chug smiled. That was just the encouragement he needed to begin the second part of his plan. He started to push hard against the snow under his wheels. Slowly, very slowly, he began to move forward. He was surprised how much harder it was to move when his wheels weren't on the track. It was like pushing through a sticky bowl of vanilla pudding. But he couldn't turn back now. The only way was forward, where he would, hopefully, find the other side of the tracks around the mountainside. Slowly, slowly, inch by inch, he pushed himself onward, thinking all the time of the passengers in back. He had to make it. He had to do it. He couldn't stop now. 5 minutes passed. 10 minutes passed. He began to grow tired, but he felt like he was going the right direction, so he kept pushing. 20 minutes, and the snow was still falling thick around them. But Chugs heard something beautiful reach his ears. It was singing. The passengers in back were singing. And their song seemed to fill the air around him, lifting his wheels, encouraging him onward and onward.
"We're going, we're going, we're making our way towards warmth and family, towards our holiday. The path may be snowy, the timing unknown, but we will be joyful 'cause we're not alone. Together we're stronger, and as our hearts sing, despite coming darkness, some joy it will bring. The sun's going down, but our spirits are high, because this trusty train will get by."
Under the canopy of snow, amongst the stark and lonely mountains, Chugs made his way, his cars full of passengers, hoping beyond hope that they would reach the other side of the mountain soon.
Wow, Momo, you ate a lot of muffins during our story. Looks like you saved one for me.
Oh, sorry. I was doing really well with self-control until the end of the story. I felt so nervous for Chugs and the passengers that I guess I just started eating the rest without realizing it. You know what, though? I have a ton more of these muffins at my home. Why don't I go and get some and bring them back here to enjoy?
I would love that, Momo. As long as you can grab some acorn tea to go along. Looks like we might have our own snowstorm starting to form outside. Tea and muffins sounds like the perfect thing to eat while we watch it come down.
Of course! I could use a few more muffins myself. I'll be back in a jiffy! Deck the halls with acorn muffins!
We're excited to bring the rest of Chug's adventure to you all very soon. In the meantime, I hope you have a great time enjoying the beauty of this season. I'll just be sitting right here until Momo gets back with some special treats. Goodbye till next time! listening to Lamplighter Kids Stories today. If you liked our story, please feel free to share it with your loved ones and leave a review. It really helps other listeners find these stories. If you're interested in subscribing to Letters from Momo or would like to purchase Momo's Seeds of Character books, just visit our website at lamplighterkids.com.